Welcome to 7 Minutes of Inspiration. We continue with Parashat Pinchas. There is a fascinating question that is asked by this Sforno. This Sforno in Parshas Pinchas asks, how is it possible that God actually blesses Pinchas after killing people? I am here to give him the covenant of peace, and he gets also keuna. How is that possible when Shimon and Levi did the same thing, exact same thing, when they killed the people of Shechem, and not only did they not get blessed, but they get rebuked by their father Yaakov Avinu? That's the question of this Sforno. Also, in the famous Sefer Aleinu Lishabeach, Rabbi Silberstein has the same questions. This Sforno answers that the difference is that Pinchas had learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that someone who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, you can kill her. A zealot may kill her. And that's what he learned from that story, from the Gadol Hador, from the great men of the generation. Shimon and Levi didn't ask any questions from Yaakov Avinu, and eventually Yaakov rebukes them because Yaakov feels, you promised the people of Shechem that you would become one nation if they would swap daughters. So how is it possible now that you break your promise? Obviously, Shimon and Levi had only made the promise because they wanted them to circumcise, knowing that in the third day of the circumcision is very painful. And that's exactly what they did. They came and attacked them and killed everybody on the third day of the circumcision when they were in tremendous pain because they had kidnapped and taken advantage of their sister Dina. But Yaakov did not feel it was right. You should have never made the promise to begin with. But once you made the promise to Shechem, you cannot break the promise. And that's why they get rebuked in a tremendous, harsh way by Yaakov Avinu, and later on also by Moshe. So what happens is, we learn from here that a person has to attach themselves to leaders of the generation as much as possible, and to ask that Torah, to ask questions to the Gedolim and to the great sages and the great rabbis. When you are close to Gedole Israel, when you are close to the great giants of Torah, you are not choosing a viewpoint. You are not deciding what is right and wrong. They are telling you the word of God, and that is why you will not make mistakes. We should all learn from Pinchas to attach ourselves to great Torah giants in order to do the will of God. Shabbat Shalom.